USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is demanding Canadian authorities take the necessary steps to reopen the border crossing with Detroit. A protest by truckers called the Freedom Convoy shut down traffic at the Ambassador Bridge 4 days ago. Democrat Whitmer saying the blockage is having a significant impact on Michigan's working families. The Department of Homeland Security also keeping their eye on that trucker convoy. The new inflation numbers are out for the month of January. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The consumer price index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982 when inflation hit 7.6%.
The administration says they're working on controlling inflation. USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
President Biden wants to see lower prescription drug prices.
Lowering the cost of prescription drugs is important, and giving families like yours just a little bit more breathing room makes a gigantic difference.
Speaking in Central Virginia, Biden arguing Americans pay the highest prices for prescription drugs in the developed world.
It's simply wrong, especially since it doesn't cost a drug company nearly as much to make the drug.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is optimistic baseball's regular season will start on time. Manfred also addressing the ongoing labor dispute between the league and the Players Association. Manfred saying in his position you have to be optimistic by nature and have to keep your mind open to get a deal done. The commissioner adding there's currently no change to the start time of spring training as games are set to begin later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says progress is being made on a resolution to fund the government after bipartisan negotiators came to an agreement on a framework for a year-long package.
There's a lot of work left to do before we pass a government spending bill. But yesterday's announcement shows appropriators are now on a very good path. We are driving forward towards an omnibus, and I am very, very hopeful and optimistic that we will get there.
He says the Senate will pass a temporary funding bill this week to give appropriators enough time to finalize their package. Diplomats from the UK and Russia are holding a briefing Thursday to discuss Russia's military presence around Ukraine. After the Russian foreign minister categorized evacuations of Western diplomats from Ukraine as unnecessary, Britain's foreign secretary Liz Truss called on Russia to withdraw its troops away from Ukraine.
And I can't see any other reason for having 100,000 troops stationed on the Ukrainian border apart from to threaten Ukraine. And if Russia is serious about diplomacy, they need to move those troops and desist from the threats.
Russia is demanding NATO pledge to not add Ukraine as a member, to stop sending weapons there, and to draw back its forces from Eastern Europe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.